Since the early 1800s, Washington County has been a welcoming home for wool and other fiber production. The 25th annual Washington County Fiber Tour will take place April 29th and 30th. That's this weekend from 10 to 4. On the tour, you can learn about a cottage industry that has enjoyed a renaissance in recent years as people reinvest in their local community. The self-guided tour of 11 farms and a fiber mill is free and open to the public. I've been on this tour many times, and I have to tell you, it is just one of the most lovely and enjoyable days that you will spend, or if you spend 2 days. It's great. Here to tell us more, we welcome Mary Jean Packer, owner of Battenkill Fibers Carding and Spinning Mill. Norma Johnson of Crazy Legs Farm, which I certainly want to know more about the name of that. And Sister Mary Elizabeth of St. Mary's on the Hill, Cashmere. And it's a great pleasure to welcome you all to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
It's
all right.
Nice to be here.
Well, Mary, is it Mary or Mary Jean?
Mary Jean.
Okay. So, Mary Jean, let me begin with you of how this tour got started and ultimately what you try to accomplish each year in doing it.
This is our 25th anniversary of the Fiber Tour.
So cool.
And there are a couple of farms on the tour that have been involved ever since that first year. One in Salem called Fiber Kingdom that has Angora rabbits. The owner is Sylvia Graham, and she was really one of the leaders in recognizing the potential for fiber and fiber tourism in Washington County 25 years ago.
So in realizing that, what do you see somebody doing when they go on the tour?
They go from farm to farm and come to the mill, of course, and meet the animals and meet the farmers. Like any kind of experiential tourism, part of it is kind of trying on the life a little bit of what is it like to be a fiber farmer? What is it like to be a mill owner? Or what is it like to work with local fibers? That's a big part of any kind of tourism like this.
Now, let me begin then in talking about some of the wonderful animals here. But Norma Johnson is of Crazy Legs Farm, as I mentioned. How did that get it, that name?
Well, my husband actually named it. It was my farm to start with, and it was Norma Jean's. But there's a lot of reasons for Crazy Legs. We cover an awful lot of ground on our farm. We have a border collie who could run circles around anybody for 14 and a half years. And if you've ever watched spring lambs leaping, you just are amazed at how they defy gravity. So lots of reasons for Crazy Legs. It's catchy.
That is one of the most joyful things to watch I've ever seen. When I come home, there are two farms, and the babies are born, and just to watch them jump, just seemingly in joy or springs, I don't know, but it's just gorgeous.
It starts at about 24 hours of age. They're jumping around their pen, and in the middle of winter when it's bitter cold out and you go in that barn and see them, it is, like you said, joyful.
Now, you were in Fort Edward.
I am in Fort Edward now, yeah.
Now, talk to me about purebred multicolored Romney sheep.
Romney sheep come in a variety of colors. They're called natural colored, which can include blacks in various shades of grays and silvers and blue grays. And they're also originally were white. The natural color was introduced from New Zealand. They did not want them in their flocks there. And they were imported into Oregon. And they become very, very popular for hand spinners in those colors. And it's a long wool, easy to spin. The Romneys are big sheep that are easy to handle in general. They are lovely creatures that can live quite long lives and are very productive. They're considered a major dual-purpose breed, meaning they are both a meat breed and a fiber breed. Mm. And but we try to focus on the fiber on the tour.
Yes,
exactly.
What is the, how many lambs do you have right now?
I have 28 lambs right now.
Oh, that's exciting.
So it is exciting. The last one was born last night. So we've got one that'll get lots of squeezes.
Sister Mary Elizabeth of St. Mary's on the Hill, Kashmir, is with us as well. You are a neighbor of my mother and father-in-law, living right at the end of I won't tell where they live, but you in Greenwich, and you are a neighbor, and I see you out there, and it is just a beautiful thing to watch. You have sheep and goats, or just goats?
We only have goats now.
Okay. Did you have sheep?
We had blue-faced Leicester sheep for a little while, but right. We found running both sheep and goats on the same land together difficult. So we stayed with what we knew, which were the goats.
Now, tell us about these particular goats.
Well, they are goats who have been bred specifically to raise the fine cashmere fiber. Cashmere is considered to be the second finest fiber in natural fiber world. The most rare fiber is Quiviet up in Alaska, mm-hmm. but cashmere goats have that very fine, low micron, beautiful, luxurious fiber that you see in high-end textiles. There is a very small but growing cashmere world in the United States of breeders who are breeding for this. They combine basically the Spanish meat goat in Texas with Australia imports, and we've bred and we produce a fiber that will compete with any fiber in the world, I believe.
Now, when you say we, how many of you are involved in this, or is this pretty much your passion and your organization that you do on the Spiritual Life Center?
It's the sister's passion, but my passion in particular. Mm-hmm. We're a small order, and so I do most of the work. My sisters support me, and we have always felt that working the fiber was appropriate for us because we have spinners in the house. We have a sister who spins. Mm-hmm. We have knitters. We all have some aspect of our life in which we work with our hands, which we consider to be part of our contemplative lifestyle. I just happen to work with my hands with the animals.
It's this Christ the King Spiritual Life Center is one of the most beautiful places. You are on one of the most breathtaking farms in Washington County. And that had gone, well, it has a very sordid backstory, which we won't get into, but it was... It's quite a story. Google it. But then when you all took over, it was like, oh, good. You know, there's someone else who's going to use the land again. And that's lovely.
Yes, we between the Episcopal Diocese of Albany and the Sisters of St. Mary, we took over a parcel that was a little over 600 acres. Most of the land is used by the diocese for a retreat and conference center and a youth camp. And so in the summer, we're a very active place with Beaver Cross camps running and also with the Sisters 4-H program with the goats. I do have children who lease goats from us in the summer from the local area.
You can lease a goat?
Yes, they lease goats from us under a program that's supervised by Cornell Cooperative Extension.
Hey, and, Rob, we can lease a goat.
And then they show their goats. They show their goats at Washington County Fair. My children are very proud. They raise them as a 4-H project, and then they will see a baby goat through 2 years, and then they will stand alongside me as we breed that goat, and then they have new babies come. So it's a very fascinating program. And also in the summer, as we are able, we have been, last year we were able to draw some children up from the Arbor Hill area, from inner city Albany as well.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure where that program will go. It was a pilot last year, but it's very interesting to see children interacting with animals and experiencing a whole world that's outside their ordinary ken.
That's so interesting. You know, I go to the, I love seeing the shows with the goats at the fair as the kids show those. And I never knew that that was part, that there were kids from part of your program. That's wonderful.
Yes.
Really, really
we have
wonderful
a very
news.
Large exhibit at the Washington County yeah. Fair in the Goat Barn. You should check us out.
Well, terrific.
But also check us out this week for the fiber tour.
So what's going to be happening at the tour? Do you come up to the
Well, the our Kashmir kids will be very active through the weekend. We have, there'll be demonstrations. We have a 8-year-old who does spinning, and she'll be there doing that. We also have a young college student who bought Kashmir goats from me a number of years ago, who brings them back every Saturday on the tour and gives cart goat demonstrations. And so, yes, she's trained her two young wethers to be a team, which is unusual. Many people raise young wethers and have them pull a cart, but they actually function as a draft team together.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yes.
And you even have a bake sale going on.
Yes, indeed. Our 4-H moms will be right out there.
That's terrific. So a lot going on. Now tell us about some of the other places that are not represented here in studio who will be on the tour.
Well, Washington County has a number of alpaca farms. And alpacas are not native to this country, but they're doing very well on the rocky, hilly farms of Washington County. And it's turned out to be a pretty important part of our economy, having these alpaca farms. New this year, for the first time on the tour, is a family in Granville, and it's called the Truthville Fiber Farm. And this started for them as really a way to explore the responsibility of caring for animals with their children. And one thing led to another, and pretty soon they were caring for, I believe it's a dozen or more, alpacas. And lovely soft fiber, not as soft as sister's cashmere, but alpaca is generally quite soft and sought after by the hand spinners. So a wonderful opportunity for folks to come out, not just to the Truthville Fiber Farm, but the other alpaca farms on the tour and learn more about that animal and its fiber. Joe, folks can look on our Facebook page or our website, WashingtonCountyFiberTour.org, or just Washington County Fiber Tour on Facebook. And that'll give them a link to all the farms that are on the tour. And if they want to just explore alpaca, for example, they could go there and find all the farms that will be featuring alpacas.
You have a great map there and can bring you through. I think anyone who is not familiar with Washington County, once you get a map in your hand and you start driving around, you realize what a large county it is and how much there is to explore. So there's a lot there.
People could definitely make a whole weekend
Absolutely.
Of it, and there's several really cute bed and breakfasts if they wanted to stay overnight. Some other places to visit, some Maple Farms, Battenkill Creamery,
Absolutely.
Who are one of our sponsors for the chocolate milk and ice cream. So plenty of things to do.
If there's nothing like more beautiful and as to textually to feel is that cashmere and the softness of that, but if you were to put that into a drink, the Battenkill chocolate milk is the creamiest, silkiest, most incredible thing I've ever consumed in my life. Okay, so it's a wonderful tour to take around. And yes, you could make a weekend of it. My personal philosophy of Washington County tourism is please come see the county, spend lots and lots of money, and then go home. you know, we want we love it there, right? Because it's so beautiful when nobody's there. It's
and unspoiled.
Kind of nice. Yes, that's right. It's unspoiled. Well, all of this is going on this weekend, the 29th and 30th, and it's from 10 to 4. Again, go to the website. It's HudsonCountyFiberTour.org. Hudson County Tire.
No. Washington County Fiber Tour.
What did I say?
Hudson County.
I know. That's
Washington
not true.
County Fiber
Washington County. Gee, if I only lived there. WashingtonCountyFiberTour.org, WashingtonCountyFiberTour.org, and it's the 25th anniversary, which is so cool. And I'm thinking I may have been on the first or second, so it's just very cool that you've been around that long doing it. It's really wonderful. New York's Washington County Fiber Tour, the 25th annual tour, the 29th and 30th. By the way, free of charge. Just show up and enjoy and see all the wonderful things.
And rain or shine. So dress to be outdoors. Dress for any weather we might have, although it looks like it's going to be a pretty nice weekend.
It sure does. And I have to say, Norma, when you were talking, I let this go, but when you were saying about there's lots of lambs to squeeze, but so we can get our fix of picking up cute baby animals.
Some of them are getting a little big for squeezing, but this newborn one will allow a few kids to.
I'd love to have a couple lamb selfies will be okay.
Yes,
excellent.
Sure.
Good stuff. New York's Washington County Fiber Tour, WashingtonCountyFiberTour.org, or also track them on Facebook as well. I thank all three of you for being with us. A great pleasure, and thank you for the wonderful work you're doing for the county and for this very important part of our agricultural process. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.